Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Let's bring on the mayor of New Haven, Mayor Elliker. What did you think of the game?
He's going to sing now.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey. How are you all?
Good, thank you. Did you watch the whole game?
You're gonna kill me. You're going to kill me.
Really?
And I'm going to lose some votes, but I didn't watch the game.
Oh,
really?
You were taking care of mayor stuff,
there was
a big problem in New Haven.
I saw the show was scheduled for me to come on the day after the game. I'm like, oh, man, here we go. I'm going to get a lecture from the guys. I'm going to get a lecture about
no lecture, just
how I missed the game.
Now, you know, so, you'd be surprised how many people, when we would post on Facebook, who's not watching the game, a lot of people not watching the game.
Yeah, no.
What did you do?
Spend time with my family.
Oh.
Ooh. We hung out at home, yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was good.
It was game board night.
You can't do that with the TV on?
Yeah, really, but in the background. Pretend you care what you say.
There was no interest. Like, zero interest in who.
Very little, very little. I know.
Let's be honest.
And I feel like as an elected official, there's sort of this, like, requirement that I'm supposed to love football. But, you know, nevertheless, I just didn't have it in me.
Well, you know what it is? We want to know what your opinion is on all things,
even
ridiculous things like what's your favorite pizza,
right.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl, who are you rooting for? We just want,
pizza's not ridiculous.
Right. What do you dip your wings in, you know, stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. What's your favorite pizza?
I don't have an opinion on it.
Why would you take him down that road? I'm thinking to myself, why are you going there? Stop. Turn around. Abort.
I'm 20 years, huh?
20 years.
20 years.
Is it that long, huh?
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. I heard one of the radio ads said, and here's the 20 more. I love you guys, but I'm not sure what you're going to be like in 20 years. Do you have any
crankier.
I don't know if there's much more room to grow there.
I may have a rant and die in the middle of it.
I think you missed a little golden nugget.
Oh.
You said crankier, and he said, I don't think there's much more room to grow. That's true. How much crankier could we be?
Or the other side. Become mellow.
But people love you. People love you. We love you. So I'm happy. I feel grateful to be on today to celebrate with you. Is today the day?
Friday was, but for some reason, we don't ever question what they do out front.
No, we don't. I mean, sometimes we do, but
Friday seems like it would have been a good day.
Yeah.
But they picked today, the day after the Super Bowl.
Right.
Because, that's when people just want to talk about us today. Nothing else to talk about.
Nothing else happened.
They say Monday's a good news day, so maybe you can ride the wave the whole week.
That's probably it.
Right.
But, yeah, I never question what they. I very rarely. Part of the longevity, and you know this, Mayor, is just knowing when to keep your mouth shut.
Right. Don't make a wave. Yeah.
I'm actually not. I'm not very good at that. I got to be a little bit more disciplined. The TV news calls. I say, sure, I'll take it. What are they asking about?
Right.
Right. No, I mean like in a marriage. Because this is like a marriage. Just working here is.
Right.
AJ's like a wife, and working here, it's that give and take. You got to know when to keep your mouth shut.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a wife.
No, we're very lucky, dude. We're very lucky. Very lucky.
Very lucky.
20 years ago.
Right.
I was like, I don't know. How long do you think this is going to last?
Right. I'm going to go someplace nice for dinner.
Yeah.
Is one of you better at keeping your mouth shut than the other?
Well, AJ,
it depends upon what the subject is.
When it comes to management stuff, AJ doesn't say anything.
Right. When it comes to stupid stuff, I'm big mouth. Unimportant crap.
I've learned a lot over the last 20 years, and we're working with a great crew now.
Yeah.
I've had like a 10 or 12 year vibe with them, and we figured each other out.
Yes.
So.
They stopped giving me strange looks.
In honor of today, I have a proclamation in front of me, and it's a little bit serious, but I'm happy to read it if you would like.
We would love it. Oh, We'd be honored.
Cool.
Okay. And I'm you feel free to chime in midway if you want, because it is lengthy.
Is it sing along?
It's clear that I didn't read it, because I don't think there's any jokes in here, and I would have tried to weave in some Whereas the City of New Haven honors Chaz and AJ in the morning on 91.1 WPLR. It actually says WLPR, so we got to fix that.
Typo, guys.
We'll send
first
you a new one, guys.
That's so great.
Don't read the
perfect.
First one we're sending,
right? It's perfect as is.
Perfectly us.
A little bit, yeah.
Upon the radio show's 20th anniversary, whereas Chaz and AJ in the Morning is the longest-running radio show in the New Haven radio market and the highest-rated in 99.1 WPLR's 51-year history, whereas the show has been recognized for its excellence as the winner of the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award for Best Medium Market Morning Show, whereas the show serves as a daily on-air line town hall meeting between the hosts and listeners and has impacted the state of Connecticut in a positive way through the gifts of conversation, laughter, and by shining a light on local residents, everyday local heroes and their stories. Whereas the show has served as a meaningful platform for residents to engage in amusing, interesting, and important topics, events, and news stories, and by hosting several gubernatorial debates and conversations with public leaders, artists, and entertainers. And last paragraph, whereas the show, the hosts, the staff, and the listeners have committed themselves to community service and helped to raise over $2 million for those in need, including children, families, first responders, and military veterans, among others. Now, therefore, do I, as mayor of the City of New Haven, hereby honor Chaz and AJ in the morning. Congratulations on your 20 years.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you all. Now we know why you didn't watch the Super Bowl. You were writing that.
Right.
I know, it took me all night to honor WLPR. but really, I think that, you know, and there was one of your ads that when I was listening earlier said this as well, that you guys are great because you lift people up in the morning and make people happy. But I think the most admirable thing is just how much you care about community and the people that are oftentimes putting their lives at risk for everyone out there and those in need. So appreciate everything that you do for our community.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I want to just play something for you to make your person, whoever wrote that up, feel better. This is the now President of the United States calling into the show.
Is this Chad or is this AJ?
I'm Chaz.
Right. Chad? Well, I tell you.
It's Chaz with a Z, sir.
Right.
So no one gets it right.
Exactly.
The most powerful person in the free world can get our name wrong. Your proclamation writer can get the station name wrong.
Exactly.
In fairness to the president, he's probably calling a lot more radio stations than we are.
Do you think? Oh, it is.
I'm going to own this mistake. This is an awkward mistake. But we'll send you two versions. You figure out which one to put on the wall.
Oh, I want that one.
Yeah. I want that one. Yeah. We'll want the original.
Well, thank you, Mayor. We appreciate your friendship. We really do.
Always happy to be on and appreciate everything you all do as well.
Thank you, Mayor.
Hold that thought.
That's true. That's true.
Always, he said always happy to be on.
Mayor Elicker, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I asked Megan if it was okay if we played this clip. She said, fine.
You're the best, Megan.
Good morning.
Hi, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
When did you started doing traffic on PLR when?
In 1993, June 1st, 1993.
Holy crap.
Wow.
And then I was with you for over 10 years, so yeah.
Yeah, so you were doing...
Actually, no, I left in June of 1990, or rather 2013, so it was exactly 20 years.
Wow.
Well, you started doing traffic in 1993, and you were doing traffic on the morning show and Lappy's show in the afternoon, correct?
Yes, I did the split shift.
It's amazing to think that Lappy has come in every day since, like,
right.
Whatever it was. Like, he was doing afternoons when I started doing nights in 1990.
Right.
So, man, what a run he's had
exactly
in the afternoon.
Exactly the same. Absolutely.
I think Ray was infected and he showed up.
I think that's what happened.
He was the first guy.
Yeah. And then you were so doing traffic for both. And at some point you became a full-time morning show person. Do you remember?
I came in the building in 2000.
2000. Okay.
And then we were on Dixiel Ave, and then we moved to Milford.
Okay, so you were in that move.
Yeah.
You're part of that move. And then 2003, we came in.
Yep.
Do you remember how you were told what that day was like? It's very interesting what radio, it's like any company when, you know, someone, things don't work out and they're going in another direction.
Yep.
You know, you have to announce it to everybody.
Right.
And like, you know, if you get that short one sentence email, hey, so-and-so's, we wish them nothing but the best, you know.
Yeah, that was like, a good one. Was okay. A good one, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
It was just shocking. It wasn't, I didn't see it coming. I did not see it happening. So, I mean, not that it, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but it was just
well,
shocking.
They're a legendary
it,
show. But, the listeners loved
right.
them.
Yeah.
Just had a great ratings book. They were 17 years yeah. into their run. They had 1 year where there was a hiccup where they went to Florida and then came back.
Yeah.
So you don't think that the station would make a change.
No.
No. And why they kept me.
You're part of the deal. You were easy to move. So they loaded the truck personally. I think you're going to...
It's like when you buy a house. I don't know. You want that couch?
Right. Yeah, why not? Yeah, throw in with the deal.
Wait, so as they're telling you what's happening, are you thinking in the back of your mind, you're seconds away from hearing, thank
Absolutely.
You for your service?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can sleep in
yeah.
late tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just bizarre. It was bizarre. And then there was a time where it was just music on the radio, and then we were told that you're coming in. I can't remember if we were told that day. I don't think I knew right away. I might have.
You
but
did.
Then we had a date. Do you remember? We had a date.
Yeah.
Yes.
We went to that place with the pool.
The pool hall in East Haven.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our introduction.
How did that go?
I think it went well. It was kind of stiff, but it went well.
Yeah. I think, you know, first of all, AJ and I figured the first year here, we'd be the most hated radio show in the state.
I was going to have two residences, one and then another one I could, like, escape to.
You could actually go to.
I was going to change cars midway home. Yep.
No, because they, you know, the listeners love them. And
yeah, as they should.
So, and I know that whoever comes in after that is going to be hated.
Right. And here we go.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, so we're going to be hated. I get it.
Right.
But we'll have to earn. So I figured the first year we'll be hated. The second year, I think people will think we're okay. And the third year, I thought we'd get some traction. And everybody in the building thought the same thing. It was going to be a 3-year program.
Yeah.
The first book we had. The listeners embrace us. We were number one.
Yeah, thank
and
you
then
for
the second book, ratings book,
yep.
was the highest ratings we've had in the history of the station at that time.
Well, thank you.
So it was we kicked in pretty fast thanks to folks giving us a chance.
Yes, thank you so much.
That says something, absolutely.
And we kept making
hard work. Yeah. And it was me. It was really all me.
It was all Megan. Yeah. Thanks, Megan.
Megan is one of those people we never I don't think we've ever had you on the air saying something negative about anyone. Like one of the most positive people I've ever worked with in my life.
True, very true.
Yeah, I guess.
Until now.
But this is one of my favorite clips. So we did this event every year. It was called Day of Giving.
Yeah.
Where right before
we didn't do it every year. It was new.
Wow.
That's why she did this. This is Megan's disclaimer.
It was a new thing.
Right? Megan's disclaimer's coming.
I don't remember it being a new thing. I thought it was something we were doing every year. So Megan arrives.
We might have done it the year before, but it wasn't like this traditional thing.
It was at McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven.
Yeah.
It's a great, great partner of the program. And News
right.
8. It's another great partner of the program.
Yep.
And Megan arrives, and Sam says, News 8 is here. You have to go on. And she has about 5 seconds to gather her thoughts.
Yeah.
I just got out of the car, and I walk over. I'm like, how's it going? It's like, oh, we're going to do an interview. And I'm like, oh, okay.
There's no follow-up questions for you.
Yeah, there's no, let me find a fact sheet,
right,
what we're talking about here.
This should go well.
And here's how it went.
Sponsored by 99.1 WPLR. We're joined now by Megan Dahl, who is with the station.
Hi.
Megan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the event. What should folks know?
Well, this is Operation Giving and what we're...
Right there.
Renamed
right
the whole thing. Operation
there.
Giving. That's right. That's right. Go, 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 go. Operation Giving now.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That was when I went off the rails and rolled over.
First
and
answer.
Tumbling
first
down
words.
The hill.
Her operation.
Yeah.
Where does the word operation come from?
Her nose looking longer.
I don't know.
Wait for a military operation.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Being sponsored by 99.1 WPLR. We're joined now by Megan Dahl, who is with the station.
Hi.
Megan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the event. What should folks know?
Well, this is Operation Giving, and what we're doing is we're raising awareness to all of the connections.
We were not raising awareness. No. We're raising awareness.
We're collecting gift cards and saying thank you to the troops.
That's right. Yep. We're recording messages for the troops.
We're recording messages for the troops.
Which is raising awareness. Well, actually, she's raising awareness right now to what's going on. Oh, what are we doing today?
I've had 18 years to warm up on this interview right now.
That's awesome.
Connecticut residents and WPLR listeners to go out and to come by to give our thoughts and prayers, actually, and let our troops overseas know why we're here today. It's a day of giving.
There's been different drives, of course, around the area, but there's certain...
Thoughts and prayers.
Is that when Sam facepalmed?
Oh, I think so.
Oh, man. Why'd I put her up there?
How old is Maddie now?
Okay, so Maddie is 17, and we are looking at colleges for next year.
All right, let me just play you this clip.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I have the baby.
Yay! No way.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
All the men in your life don't pay attention. They come when they want, huh?
I guess so.
Yeah, wow.
I came here last night. I got here around 10:30 to stop the contractions, and as soon as I walked in the door, I just started pouring blood. It was really disgusting. It was like an explosion.
Wow.
It was like an explosion.
I'm so glad I'm not eating right now. Such a beautiful moment.
How many forks just hit the floor?
It was like an explosion of blood.
Every breakfast just got dropped. Wow, really?
I thought this was Maddie, but now that I listen to it, I think it was when Sam was born, yeah.
So, congratulations.
So, anyway, have a baby this morning.
Congratulations.
AJ just walked in.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thanks, AJ. But quarter after 12.
Quarter after 12?
Yeah, and the baby weighs 5 pounds. He's really small.
Baby.
So, are you coming in today or no?
No.
That's me. Are you coming in?
Right. That's something I do.
Yeah. So what have you been up to? Everybody wants to know what you've been doing with yourself.
Start with day one. Yeah.
So I live in Massachusetts now. I live on the South Shore. I live in a beach town. And, you know, my kids are in sports. Sammy's in driver's ed, learning how to drive. And I'm doing traffic.
Nice.
I'm a traffic reporter again. So I'm filling in from time to time. So.
Yeah. Good. You got to be on the air. You should be on the air. Megan Dahl should be on the air.
Yes. It's a must.
And I invited Megan to your 60th.
Oh.
By the way, AJ.
Oh.
I know, AJ, I still have your gift.
Was you stuck in traffic?
In my mind, I'm going to hand it to you. I mean, it's no big deal.
I'm on my way still. I'd be hungry by now.
Well, thanks for coming on. We miss you.
Yeah, very much.
I miss you guys. Congratulations on 20 years. It was awesome.
I don't think it would have happened if you didn't stay.
Yeah, it's true.
I think that helped the transition, you and Billy staying on and Jesse staying on.
Yep.
So part of the original show was still there. So thank you for that.
Well, it was an honor to be part of it. So thank you.
Thank you.
And what did I say? The Super Bowl, I won $65.
Nice. Good for you.
Still betting. Nice. Very good.
I took the Chiefs in the over.
Nice.
The only one in the house that won anything.
Nice.
Wow. Good for you.
Now the kids are boring.
Can't do a 20th anniversary show without having Jimmy Koplik on, because he was another big reason why we became instant successes.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say that because I'm in my 20s and that would be only appropriate or something like that.
Good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations. I have to tell you, it's a sign of Connecticut's terrible taste that you've lasted 20 years.
I know.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know.
Yes, really.
I know.
And they even listen to me, too. It's just shocking to me.
So, the backstory, if you're just new to the radio station, is 20 years ago, the station had a show that people love. And it was on for 17 years. And one of the hosts was on the overnight, kind of like a trajectory that I had. Started as an intern, part-time, overnight.
Yeah.
So a lot of DNA in the station. And then one day you wake up and they're not there. And a lot of people get upset with something like that.
Yep.
And AJ and I coming in. So I'm coming back home, but I've never done mornings on the radio station. And Jimmy was doing his radio show with Mike Lapatino, hugely popular. And we were invited to join them on the show to kind of be introduced by Lappy and Jimmy. And I didn't know how that was going to go. I wouldn't have blamed Jimmy to be neutral because, you know, you don't get involved in these things.
Yes.
And I expected hopefully he'd be polite, but he gave us an endorsement right out of the box.
Yep.
And I felt like that helped a lot.
Oh, yeah, big time.
So I'll never forget that. Thank you.
Well, my pleasure, and I'm glad my endorsement worked out. But I had faith in you, and clearly all of Connecticut has faith and love for you. So that's just a wonderful thing.
That's a couple folks, but yeah. They call at the end of the show.
Well, you know, you're number one. You can't beat number one, that's for sure.
No, it's been, you know, and a lot of it is the station and management. They run such a good thing. They make it look easy,
really. They do.
And but they have
must be contract year.
I just got past it. Oh, so
so it's the truth.
Yeah, it's the truth. So
no, you're right. The DNA of PLR. Look, I've been with PLR since 1971. I started advertising on PLR. Oh. So what's that? 52 years ago, I started advertising on PLR, and the success that we have marketing our shows with our ads on Chaz and AJ is really unparalleled. It really is. People who love concerts certainly listen to your radio show and react to our ads. And you can tell by the questions on Thursdays when they come in how interested people are. And what's really great about it is people ask about not only the artists that PLR plays or the Fox plays, but it's also artists that other radio stations play. So I know we bring a wide spectrum of the audience to the Fox and PLR for sure.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think people from all different radio, you know, formats listen because we don't play a lot of music here. It's more of a community meeting every morning.
Exactly.
Did you watch the Super Bowl last night?
Oh, of course I did.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I loved it. I thought it was great. I was rooting for Kansas City. I'm a New York fan, so I'm not too fond of Philadelphia.
Right.
Whether it be the Phillies or the Eagles or the 76ers or anything. I'm not a big Philly fan. I ran the Philly office for Live Nation, so I kept that quiet when I was in Philly one time. I wanted to make sure I got home because those fans are rough. But I thought it was a great game. I think everybody's making way too much of this penalty call because they were in field goal range anyway, and they would have kicked the field goal from, you know, 15 yards further back. That's all. So this whole argument over this call that probably should not have been made, I think is sort of a waste of time. There's no doubt the Chiefs were the better team, in my opinion, yesterday. They easily won the second half, and the Eagles seemed to fall asleep in the second half. That's my opinion.
What did you think of the halftime show?
It's not my type of music. I said to myself, what happens if they ask me that? How am I going to say I didn't like it? I didn't like it because I'm a classic rock guy, and they could have had any number of artists of that generation on. I just don't listen to that music. I just really don't.
Let me throw this out at you because I think that because you like or love and made a career of live performances, that if it was Whitney Houston who came out there and just blew the roof off the place, I think you would have enjoyed it. I think it was, there was this vibe of like, it didn't seem like she cared, put anything into it.
Right.
Clearly lip syncing. Didn't even feel an obligation to keep the mic near her mouth.
Nope.
The dancing wasn't great. I mean, she was pregnant. How much can she do?
Exactly.
But if you strip the staging and the dancing away and just have her standing there, it is the most boring 12 minutes in the history of 12 minutes. No?
Well, I'm a rock fan, and you know, that certainly wasn't rock. I like loud music. I like rock music. I like guitars. I like drums. That had nothing to do with what I like.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'm a good example of was it good or not good, because, you know, Whitney Houston, yeah, she sings great, but I never listen to Whitney Houston. I just, not my taste.
This is Jennifer and I's first argument.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like 9 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought yesterday was your first argument. I said, what a great marriage.
No, our first argument was over Whitney Houston.
Wow.
And I said, one of the greatest female pop vocalists ever. She was like, right.
Really? Wow.
Really? See, that's interesting.
Really?
This was the first thing we argued about.
Was she opening a soda?
Hey, you took the girl's side, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
I agree with you. I think she was great. No question about it. You know, she had great songs, but she made the songs that much greater, and that's a mark of a great artist.
Right.
You can have a great song, but if the wrong artist is singing it, it's not that great anymore.
They don't sell it,
Yeah.
And I think that the game was great. I actually only watched a few minutes of halftime because I'm just not a Rihanna fan. And although I'd be a big fan if I could get her into concert in Connecticut, that's for sure.
Right. That's different.
Then I'll love her.
Right. That's different.
Wear a T-shirt and everything.
Right.
Right. You know, she's pregnant. I could maybe fit in about 9 months.
Well, thank you for your friendship throughout the years, the support of this radio station for decades.
You guys are great. You were wonderful to listen to. Funny as anything. I'm so glad that car came back in one piece. Really, AJ? I was nervous all weekend over that.
It's not back yet.
It's got a couple more miles to go.
It's in the parking lot.
Oh, maybe it won't go back.
I'd love for it not to go back, but
it's some nice car, I'll tell you that.
I'm a little short in cash right now.
Well, you could just steal it. That's all.
I could do that.
Yeah, they're good friends. Crabtree's a nice guy. They won't bother you too much. They'll put you in jail for 2 years instead of 5 years. That's
you should see his face right now. He's thinking it.
Oh, that's bad. I shouldn't have said that. But you guys are great. I'm hoping we're both around for another 20 years. This is a lot of fun. I love my Thursday mornings at 8:20. And I'm looking forward to speaking to you on Thursday.
Thank you, brother. So we have the governor of the state on one line, the owner of the radio station on another line. Who do we go to first? Hi, Jeff.
I was going to say, you know the answer to that one.
Good morning, sir.
Wow, congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I was saying, what an unbelievable amount of good you've done. Of course, great entertainment, but all the people you've helped and how much better you've made our communities, and just an amazing accomplishment and incredible gratitude to all of you guys for what you do.
You know, people don't realize, you know, PLR's been so great for so long.
Yeah.
And part of it is this string of luck it's had by falling into the hands of great ownership.
Yes.
And this is clearly right now the greatest ownership we've ever had. We have a person who grew up in the business, understands the business, understands the importance of localism, and lives right outside, right down the street, and loves the radio station. Like, PLR could not have a better ownership. And thank you for re-signing us.
Thank you.
It's been over 10 years. Thank you.
It was a 20-year contract, right? Another 20 years?
That's
that
right.
What you signed?
Yep. That's right. Let's do it.
Yep.
And at the end of it, you just own the radio station.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay. Better than writing?
I'm saving this clip.
You said...
Jeff Warshaw, our CEO, is on. Let's conference him in with the CEO of Connecticut, Governor Ned Lamont. Good morning, Governor. Governor, have you met our CEO, Jeff Warshaw? I believe you have.
Oh, sure. Maybe I have. Jeff, nice to talk to you. It's good to see pretty positive labor-management relations there. In 20 years, that's a really good string to get that going. Sign him up for another 20 years. I think it's worth it.
There you go.
That'll work.
So, Governor,
are you going to do the same, Governor Lamont? Are you committing to another 20 years as well?
I think the people of Connecticut would like a break before then, but they don't want a break from Chaz and AJ.
Are you going to run again, Governor?
You know, life is moving on. It's your 20th anniversary. Andy and I have our 40th wedding anniversary coming up. So,
congratulations.
You know, we'll see. I've got a little time.
Yeah, you have plenty of time.
Well, Governor Lamont, if you don't want to run, I'll just take over for you. We can switch jobs, all right?
That might be a deal, you know. I could take control of the media. That'd be great. I get to be boss to Chaz and AJ. God, I'd love that.
What just happened here? What just happened?
That's just hysterical.
All right, well, so I'll get my things packed now. All right, Jeff, thank you so much for the love right, and the friendship.
And congratulations again, and great to talk to you, Governor.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Thank you. hit this, hit that. Okay. Over here. Good morning, Governor. Thank you for calling in on this special day. We appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. This is Chaz and AJ Day, at least in North Reading, and congratulations. You guys deserve it. And what you said about being local, you know, everybody can do the national. People want to know what's going on in their own community, and you really bring it to life.
We appreciate you. And can I tell you that I like what you're doing in your second term out of the box there? I really thought, based on my experience in the past here in this state, that usually the first couple of things that are done after, you know, there's a reelection is let's hammer us and let's introduce all the tax increases.
Right.
I like what you're doing. Not that it matters,
yeah,
but
I just
want you to know.
Thumbs up over here.
You know, as I said that, I was like, well, who cares really what I think? But no, I like what you're doing.
Feedback, you know.
It's better to under-promise and over-deliver. Now everything is before the legislature, so put on your seatbelts. There's sort of $1 billion of requests out there, but we're going to manage it through it, and we're going to get the biggest middle-class tax cut in the history of the state.
That would be great. What do you think of this, the sale of legalized marijuana? Seems to be a success.
I think it's going off pretty smoothly. We started with the medical marijuana guys because they're ready to hit the ground, and they know what the rules of the road are. The social equity guys will be soon to follow. So I think that was overdue. And thank God we did sports betting. Imagine if we hadn't done sports betting. All I saw in the Super Bowl last night was sports betting ads from FanDuel.
That's right.
That's true.
That's right. What did you make any money on the Super Bowl last night, Governor?
I did not bet on the Super Bowl.
Okay. If you were going to bet.
It was a really good game until the end where I think the refs sort of screwed it up.
Yeah, people seem to be complaining about that that call.
If it's a close call and you got a minute and a half left in the game, let them play.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I agree.
It was a close call.
The definition of a catch now is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like when you have to view it from 30 different angles
right.
in slow motion to see if there was a wobble here or there. It's a catch.
Yeah, he got the ball still there. Good. Catch.
Fox is so proud that they had 30 cameras at that game. Of course, we have to see every shot from all 30 angles.
Right. Now, did you who did you have over for the Super Bowl?
Andy Lamont.
That's it.
I don't like Super Bowl parties. I want to watch the game, and then somebody says, hey, what's the budget look like? Oh, my God, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about the game.
Right.
Right. So, but not even family. No friends, no family?
No. Nope.
I agree. This is the right answer.
Right, just hang out.
Because sometimes when it's a party, everybody wants to catch up. You're talking, and then parts happen. And they go, what was that? What just happened? Yeah. Why is everybody mad?
Right.
Yeah.
And enough.
That was happening with just Jennifer and I on the couch. Like we'd say something, and then it was like, oh, damn, what just happened? You know?
Yeah.
And that was just two of us. Were you watching the commercials?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Which
I
one?
Mean, I'm afraid it's the only commercials I watch. And, you know, that's why they're so damn expensive, because people talk about them.
Was there one that you stuck out to you as being good?
I thought that Pepsi ad was pretty funny, where you had the actor showing, you know, this is what a performance is. Then they say, I love Pepsi. Then they say, am I acting? I thought that was pretty clever.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Steve Martin did it. Also, somebody else, I forget, somebody else did it too. Am I acting? Yes.
I like that Sylvester Stallone commercial where mini Sylvester Stallone's hanging out of rock formations.
Laugh out loud on that one. That was a great commercial.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Don't you do it!
Don't you do it!
Don't do it!
Don't sneeze!
That too! Because you're tight.
I thought that was great.
Hey, you know who I saw in concert Saturday night? Brad Paisley.
Brad Paisley.
You know Brad Paisley?
Yeah. What'd you think?
We had the governor's, you know, dinner at the White House. He played, and he was funny as hell. I mean, usually I'm more rock and roll than Country Western. Maybe Leonard Skinner as close as I get. Paisley was brilliant. He brought the house down.
Nice. You know, if an artist is good, I'll like it. I'll like any genre, any artist, if they're good.
Yeah.
If they're really good at what they do. Like, I'm an old school country guy. So yeah. Hank, Johnny Cash, those guys.
The legends.
The legends. But I love Sinatra and all that stuff. If it's good, I like it.
Yep.
I think most people are like that.
Yeah.
If you look at someone's phone, like what's in their song, it's a mix. It's not just one format.
Right.
Yeah. Paisley was also funny. He's very witty. He goes, "Did you all hate high school? Ever attend you loved? I hated it. And how do you think I felt? I took my second cousin to the prom. I hated high school." he's from West Virginia.
Right.
Well, we got to get you in here sometime, Governor. We'll go through your phone and see what music you have in there.
All right, guys. Congratulations on the 20th. It's really it's a big deal.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Is there a proclamation laying around somewhere?
I've got this brilliant proclamation. It's on sheepskin. It's written out in old ink by a monk, and I'm going to get that right over to you to declare Chaz and AJ Day.
Nice.
Thank you very much. It's Pam.
Hey!
Hello. Happy 20th anniversary. Thanks for that intro.
We wanted you to make us seem like home.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, thanks a lot,
yeah, what
guys.
The hell?
Whoops.
How long has it been now? 3 or 4 years? Three?
Almost four.
Yeah, wow. About 4 years, yeah.
How long were you on the show? So you started here in the building as a salesperson, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't even know what year it was, but yeah. I think I was in my early 20s. I mean, I can't do math, so.
Right. Neither can I, so.
None of us can.
Right, no.
And she lied in the interview.
What happened?
Did you say you went to a different school, and then you're like, just kidding, the one up the road?
That was my way in when they asked me, oh, what school did you go to? And I was like, oh, you know, Yale University? And they looked at me like I was a crazy person. And I was like, oh, I went to Southern right around the corner.
I used to go past enough. Yale.
That got her hired.
That really did.
And then she was in the building in different capacities. People in the building, and they still do, but they just loved you to the point. And Kristen was your biggest fan. And she knew she was going to find a spot for you somewhere in the station. And then the morning show traffic thing opened up. And we're like, let's try it. Yep. And it was a perfect fit.
It was.
Oh, God. I remember that day. I remember she took me into her office first and closed the door. And I was like, oh, this is it.
Here we go.
Yeah, you don't want the door closed behind
you. Here we go.
Yep.
Yep. Haven't made a sale in 3 years. It was going to catch up to me.
It was. I mean, you can't just walk around just smiling all day and hoping that would keep you around.
Well, I've been doing it for years.
20.
Yeah, so she closes the door.
Yep. And I was like, all right, here it is. I was like, okay, I got to somehow get myself out of this. And then she was like, hey, you remember all those stories? You're going on Chaz and AJ telling all your crazy stories, and then offered me the job, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? And it was like just the craziest day. I mean, I definitely was not expecting it at all, because it was, you guys were like secretly auditioning me, because if I knew that you guys were seriously auditioning, I would have bombed it for sure.
Right. Well, we kept the stealth.
And how long were you on? Like 6 years with
six
us,
years.
Right?
Yeah,
about 6 years. Yeah, so thank you. I mean, I couldn't even believe that opportunity, so I appreciate that. I mean, what a 6 years that was.
Yeah, it was.
Everyone brought something different to that chair and that position.
Yep.
And I don't think anyone has shared more embarrassing stories from their life than you.
Yeah, we had to get rid of that chair, by the way.
Burn it.
So thanks for that.
It really was. That chair over there, it literally had to go in the garbage when you were done with it.
That and the keyboard.
Well, I know the keyboard,
The keyboard was locked. It was like, I can't even believe this was operational while you were here.
Yep.
I don't know. It's because, you got to have snacks. You have to eat at some point.
Oh, my God.
If I have a snack, my chair has to have snacks. There was this big coffee spill or whatever that spill was.
Yep. I don't know what was going on. Have you ever seen, like, when a dog rests its head on the same part of the windowsill, like in your car?
Yep.
This slobber just, that's what it looked like. Yep. It was just this long, misshapen blob of something.
Picture looking at a chair with a cloth cover.
Yeah.
And picture just looking at it and instantly knowing you didn't want to sit in it. That's what the chair looked like.
Right. And every morning, famous like eating breakfast. What was the stuff you put together? It smelled like roof tar. It was like oatmeal and something. But it smelled like roofing tar in there. Every time, I'm like, would you stop eating that stuff?
Oh, AJ hated that. That was like, I went through this kick at one point where I had oatmeal with peanut butter and cinnamon. And it really stuck to your ribs. And AJ could not stand it. I would make it every morning, and it would drive him crazy.
It literally smelled like someone just tarred the roof in there. It really did. I don't know how you made that smell from that combination.
Well, there were times I'd walk through the kitchen, and it just smelled like horrible dead fish.
Right, yeah.
She would bring fish in from the night before and then just
leftovers.
Eat it up.
Yep.
You're hoping the night before. Right. It was probably 7 days ago.
Yeah, right.
There was something that she had in that room that she had to finally get rid of, and she totally killed the entire upstairs. It smelled like somebody pooped out feet. I don't know what the hell she did. It was some kind of liquid.
You would have liked that, though, AJ.
And she poured it in the sink. She poured it in the sink, and like I remember there was an email about what the hell happened. That's what we do.
People have very sensitive noses. I remember they made a Facebook page dedicated to me called "Do Not Microwave Fish in the Office Kitchen Anymore."
Yep.
Pam is on. She had a great 6-year run with us. It was to watch your life too, just get better over the 6 years. Like first you're a mess.
Yes. Second year,
your love life, your personal life.
Yep.
Like your house. You know, it was just all your car.
Eating dinner off a book.
Right.
No dishes.
I did.
She had a pair of boots that the heel didn't stay in place. So when she walked, it'd be like regular boot. It was like a double hit because they were separating.
But didn't that sound very businessy and very important? So when I walked around the corner, like, I looked and sounded very important.
In your mind, yes.
It sounded like a horse walking with a cane, so right. Sure.
Well, that too.
But then she realized she had
I didn't want to surprise anyone.
She realized that she, you know, she pulled things together, and she started listening to self-help books and getting better, and then she started volunteering her time. Where did you go? Was it Puerto Rico after a hurricane?
It was Yabucoa, Puerto Rico, and I went there for a week.
To help people on your vacation.
Yep.
And it was there, I think, you had a conversation with the Coast Guard, and you always dreamed about joining the Coast Guard, and you felt like that ship had sailed, pun intended. Yep. And he said, no, you're not too old to do it.
Yep.
And, man, at 36 years old, you're testing for the Coast Guard next to 18-year-old kids.
And beating them. Yeah.
God bless you.
That was the biggest surprise right there.
And are you doing now? What's your life like now?
Yeah, so I'm in California. I'm stationed in San Diego, and I work in the command center. So we work on planning search and rescue and law enforcement response. And I'm here for another year. I got a year's extension because I'm not ready to leave San Diego yet.
Right.
And then next, hopefully, I'll be getting stationed on a cutter, which is what I'd like to do next.
Oh, wow.
So, that's cool.
Yeah. So.
You met a guy.
Who would have thought? I did. I actually did. So weird. Those self-help books, they really work.
Really? For the self-help book?
No, it's just so neat to see your life come together because you're such a great person. I was like, why can't this woman find a great guy?
Right.
Like, she deserves a great guy. And just everything came into, fell into place.
Apparently,
for
here was a problem.
We were the problem.
We were the problem, Once she got away from us, everything was great.
See? The first step is realizing
So you're
it, right?
welcome.
Yeah.
No, well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's crazy. I feel like I learned a lot being on the show, especially, I got to say, like, work ethic as well. I think being on the show really prepared me for what I do now, especially also with, like, multitasking and, everything. I mean, it's pretty crazy how you can transition – some of your skills from one job into the other. So I have you guys to thank. So
getting pepper sprayed in the eyes. Yep.
Because if you think
you know, I actually had to do that, and it wasn't as bad the second time because I knew what to expect.
Yep, we tested here.
It was basic training for
it was
all things.
Yep, I had no idea.
Difficult.
Yep.
Your eyes were like, I've been here before. I know how to bink the milk out.
Yep.
Bink the milk out.
I think if you played a little clip of your life when you started here and then played a little clip of your life now, it would look like some kind of fantasy, like, you know, a dual reality.
Yeah.
Where it's like, wow, this is exactly the opposite. Like, all of her stuff's folded and ironed and neat and clean,
right.
And she's on time.
Here's
and everything.
Yep.
Not that you were ever late for the morning show, but man, you've come a long way, Pam.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I was living in Bizarro Pam world, so.
Yeah, that was a weird place. Well, we played because I asked her, "Do you mind if we play the 911 call when you're on?"
Yeah.
She's like, "Yeah, you know, it's my day off, and I'm going to get up at like 6 in the morning. I'd rather not have to sit through that." So we played it in the 6 hour.
Yes, we did. So
I figured. I got a couple text messages, and I was like, you know, I knew it was coming. Can't leave behind that legacy.
No.
It's one of those things that just is eternal.
It's all Phil's fault. I'm still convinced.
Yep.
I know.
I haven't grown that much.
This is true.
I made it home. I remember where we parked.
Yep.
Well, thank you for everything.
Yeah.
And it's great to hear your voice. I'm so happy that you found where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, and you got to visit.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It was great seeing you guys this summer and hopefully to come back this year. So thank you. And thanks for the opportunity. Happy 20th anniversary. So exciting.
Thank you.
I'm
glad you came on.
Next 20th.
Everywhere I go, Tribe still asks about you. How's Pam? When did you talk to her?
Yep.
So good. Now we know.
Oh, well, thank you. Hello to the Tribe. I miss you guys.
Yeah. All right, Pam. Thank you. Eddie Saab is in studio.
Good morning.
Was the program director 20 years ago that brought us in.
Yep.
So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Please. I always knew, like, if I, you know, had to make a big move like that in the morning, you were my first phone call, because I remember that call. I called you. I called Chaz, and I said, hey, listen, want to talk to you about a morning opening and all this other stuff, and you didn't take me seriously. And I knew when I hung up the phone, wow, this guy doesn't believe me that I wanted your package. I wanted all the information. You know, I wanted exactly what you were doing now. We had a lot of conversation about what you were like prepping out for a show, how your day went. Like, I don't know. Do you remember that?
I remember all this. But through the time that I left the radio station, anytime the last show had a
hiccup,
a contract negotiation that went tough, I got the phone call.
Yeah.
And I had run out of excitement about that phone call.
And that was before me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when it was me, at first I know you didn't take it seriously, but then the phone rang about 15 minutes later and I look and it's Chaz. And I said, hey, what's up? And he goes, hey man, I'm thinking that you were serious. And I was like, I'm serious. I'm not playing.
This was a dream?
Yeah, I'd only been in the job, I think, 9 months at the time.
Wow.
So it was a big move for somebody that started here like you as an intern. I suddenly was the program director, and now we were getting ready to make a humongous move, and you didn't think I was taking it that seriously. Here's the great part about it. The next day, you hopped on the ferry, and we met for lunch.
Right.
It was like literally 24 hours later.
It went fast.
It went real fast. We were sitting down. It was called Project X. We had insight.
We had a name for it.
It was called.
I didn't know that until about 10 years ago. I
had to wear a blindfold.
Yeah. So it was Project X, and I was listening to you guys because you were on the island and taking notes and all this other stuff. And, you know, then it was just a done deal. It was just me having to kind of prove it to, you know, management here that this was the right show. This was the right thing to do. And look what happened.
Look what happened.
Like Quaker Oats.
Well, thinking about this, I remember, and you, Chaz, you've got to have there was like a list of things that I said when we brought a new morning show here. I wanted X, Y, and Z. There were all these things that I wanted the show to do in the community and to do in the state. And you guys checked all the boxes. It was everything from recreating relationships with media to, you know, the charity work and all the other stuff. Like, you guys just, you hit everything, every single thing over the past 20 years you've done. What?
Knock on wood.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, you just signed a new contract, but what the hell are you going to do next? It's like you've done everything.
I know.
A morning show in space.
How did you know I resigned?
I heard you guys talking about it.
Oh, did we?
Did you mention Jimmy or somebody?
Yeah, you said to Jimmy.
Somebody, to Jimmy.
Somebody
Said, yeah.
You told somebody.
It's like, oh my God, this guy knows everything.
I wasn't supposed to tweet that out? Sorry. Facebook Live, sorry about that, yeah.
Kristen, the vice president and general manager of the radio cluster here in Connecticut, is on the phone. And I asked her to come on because I wanted to thank her because there is no Chaz and AJ without her now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But Eddie brought us in. Kristen kept us.
Yes.
So thank you for
that. Good job, Eddie.
Hey, thanks.
Like, yeah, thanks, Eddie. Way to go, Eddie.
They're your headache now.
And she brought Eddie back.
Right? Yeah, Kristen brought me back.
Right.
You could kind of say Eddie fired.
Yep. You did get me fired. No, I got myself fired. I knew what was. I knew what we were doing.
You trusted us.
I knew what we were. I knew what was going on was wrong, and I could get fired for it. But it was the right. In the end, it was still the right thing to do. You guys shouldn't have been playing all that music.
Right.
Silence from Kristen. Kristen doesn't say a word on that.
Yeah. Look, how are you?
I wasn't there. It wasn't my time.
Right. I know. No,
exactly,
you were.
Right.
No, Kristen.
Before my time. I was happy to bring him back. Eddie was actually, when I started in radio in 1997, I worked with Eddie at KC101, and he was one of the only nice people to me. So it was nice to be able to pay it forward.
Oh, that's cool.
Back.
Nice.
Yeah. It was
production director.
I was doing production, and I was assistant program director. And I remember Kristen back then you were still like a promo person because you were
no sales.
It was like sales. Then why were you setting up stuff at remotes? You shouldn't have been.
That's
doing
how
that.
She is.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hands on.
Somebody else should have been doing that for you.
Hands on person.
Well, look at now. Now she's got an army of people.
That's right.
Exactly.
And she's still out there doing stuff.
It's true.
Happy anniversary, guys. It's an honor to work alongside you. It's
right
really awesome.
I know we say it a lot, and you know, it sounds like we're sucking up, but it's really true what you've created in this building with these people.
Yeah.
It's really special, and I'm glad I've been in the business long enough, and I've worked for some bad companies to where I can appreciate what's here.
Uh-huh.
Because some people walk in, and you know, they don't realize how good it is because this is all they have experienced.
Right.
This is really something special you built.
Yes, it is.
Glad to be part of it.
Oh, I appreciate it. It's a team of us, right? And I'm so honored to be able to walk through the doors every day. It's a wonderful group of people. And as you know, it just takes one, right? So we're blessed to have everybody, an awesome team around us to do what we do every day.
It wasn't really like this when you came in.
No, it wasn't.
No, you had to do some heavy lifting to get it like this.
Yep.
So.
It was tough, but look where we are now, right? We have so many wonderful memories to look back on and things to build upon, and I am looking forward to so many more years with you guys. This is really something special.
So, of all the times we made you upset, no, just kidding.
She has.
What's your number one?
I got a list.
We can't talk about them.
Here's Kristen's top five.
That'd be awesome.
Right. So I was listening to your, you know, like the worst moments, but there's a few that you left out. So we'll keep those in the memory bank.
Yeah.
I was like, where are the real bad moments?
Oh, yeah.
Why do I feel like I'm involved in this one?
Well, thank you to you and to Keith.
Yes,
and
thank
we
you.
Really appreciate being here.
Yes.
Yeah, congrats, guys. Awesome. And I wanted to have a party. Nothing.
Yeah, Kristen, you know, we like to have, it really is a family here.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not a fake family. It's a real family. And we typically do stuff like this. I just feel weird, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to see. You're not the kind of guy who wants to celebrate you.
Right.
Or the show like that in that way. You'd rather go out and do something.
But to be honest with you, I don't like to go to those things when it's someone else.
Right.
So why would I want to do it when it's me?
Okay,
you know what I mean?
So no big sandwich? No big sandwich?
Yeah. And I don't mean any disrespect to anyone. It's just, it's not, I don't like doing it.
Well, right. We were going to try to make it fun. It wasn't just going to be a cake.
Right. Be sandwiches.
But it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. AJ's upset. He's like, we could have gotten some food out of this.
I
would have
brought more breakfast.
Yeah.
No, but thank you for not doing a party. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, we'll go celebrate another night.
I love that.
Okay.
I love that idea a lot.
I'll need a ride.
So.
All right, guys. Well,
thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Congrats.
Thank you.
For all you do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's Kristen, our vice president, general manager of all the radio stations. Yeah, so I guess I have to fill in the blank here how Eddie got fired. So Eddie and I started as interns together, and we both had the same dream. We came from different parts of the state.
Yeah.
But we listened to WPLR, and we grew up just thinking, oh, my God, can you imagine just being in that building?
Yeah.
And then we both came up through the intern program and then part-time at the same time. There was a schedule outside the studio door. And it would have who's doing what day. And during fill-in season, you know, the first thing any part-timer would do is look at that schedule and see, am I in the batting order?
Right. Yeah, who's filling in for
right.
who?
And they would count. You knew if you were doing good, if there was a five-day work week and you got three, and Eddie got two. Right. I was like, oh, I'm doing good.
I got
three.
Yeah, you got two.
Or it goes the other way around. I'm like, damn, they gave Eddie three.
Curses.
Yeah. And we were in competition, and it was good competition, though, because we both wanted the same thing.
Yeah, it was always healthy because we did have we had the same goals for ourselves in mind, but we didn't hate each other. But I would remember coming in and seeing your name 3 days and then mine two. And then walking into the program director's office and going, you know, I've been here every day.
Right, I'm doing
I've been
everything.
Helping you out with everything. He hasn't been here as much as I have. And I'll never forget him going in and crossing you off one day and writing my name down. And you were furious.
So is that why
him.
You had him fired?
So yeah,
it was a healthy competition. I think it was good for both of our careers. Obviously, yours took a very a much different tour.
You both had the passion to be here.
Yeah, no, it was great. And then for you to bring us in was a big deal. And then we were playing four songs an hour, and it was a whole different company then, and they were very, very strict, very strict. And we just started dropping songs. You know, the four songs became three songs, and then months later that became two songs, and then that became one song, and then became no songs.
Nothing.
And the numbers were through the roof.
Yep.
Historic high numbers. It wasn't until they thought about syndicating the show and the big, big boss is listening. And she's listening for a while. She's like, yeah, this show could work in other markets.
Yeah.
She's like, I haven't really, I don't think I remember hearing any songs.
I don't know.
And that led to Eddie getting a phone call and making that drive in from Norwalk. You probably knew you weren't going to last.
Yeah, no, I knew it was over. I was actually working with, our Norwalk stations at the time. And, you know, that call came in and I took my key.
You knew you were done.
I took my key off my keychain. I took my key card out of my wallet. I put it in my top pocket and I came in here because I knew it was over.
That has to be a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I have something to do with that will bother me until I die.
No, but it's a decision that I made.
Yeah.
Yes. When you're the boss.
Yeah. But he took your day though that one time. So
yeah, that was you getting even.
It does even out.
Remember they crossed your name off.
AJ will vouch for me. When we were brought into that room, the general manager, then the market vice president was in the room. And when I closed the door and she said, Eddie was just fired, I said, you should fire me.
Yeah.
Not him.
Yep. He jumped. Yep. You did.
I actually thought this was the last few seconds of our careers in the building as well.
Right.
I was like, this is how it ends.
I was thinking to myself, I'm still here though, right?
No one asked me for anything.
Phil, final thoughts?
Yeah, this space is normally used for the flubble of the day, and long before it was called that, we had a longtime listener, or a devoted tribe member listen to every single minute of every show. Bob in Norwalk would do the line of the day. So before we get to that, I just wanted to say congratulations, Chaz and AJ.
Thank you.
People that don't work in this industry have no idea how difficult 20 years is in one spot. So congratulations. And here it is, the birthplace of the flubble.
Bob in Norwalk with the Chaz and AJ line of the day.
Okay, AJ was talking about the truck accident and almost had one himself, but almost with a train wreck. The dryer's going to need the dryer sheets for when he washes his pants afterwards. The diapers for now, when it's happened.
I kind of got that.
Yeah.
It was a little clunky, but I know what you're saying.
You fairly had a train wreck earlier myself. Someday, Bob, you're going to mess up and I'm going to be there.
I forgot about that.
Someday,
thank
Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Good
you're
job.
You're going to mess up and I'm going to be there.
We got to hear that again because you know what that's like?
No, you don't.
You know what this is like when you're 17 and you're drunk and you arrive home and your parents talk to you and you're like, I don't understand everything they're saying and I don't want to laugh right now because they'll know I'm stoned.
Right. The dryer's going to need the dryer sheets for when he washes his pants afterwards. The diapers for now, what's happened? Clear as glass. I understand what I said. Why are you guys getting this?
I mean, it makes sense.
All right, you two, I want you both to pee in a cup right now. Drug test right now, everybody. Pee in a cup right now. Right now! Let it ride!
Let it ride!
Oh. All right, you guys spoke without me, didn't you?
I've never seen Chaz laugh this hard. I've never seen this before.
You like pulled things out of nowhere and merged them together.
I got something to pull hanging. The dryer's going to need the dryer sheets for when he washes his pants afterwards. The diapers for now, what's happened?
All right. We got it tomorrow at 16.
No, we do not.
We're going to write down every single word there.
No, we do not. I'm sick tomorrow.
Oh, you just tried
my
so
weekend
hard.
Starts now. I'm yours.
My back hurts.
I don't want to play with you people anymore. I'm going home.
Tears.
I'm taking my bowl and I'm going home now.
Yeah, get your bowl.
Get your dryer sheets and your diapers, too. He just threw a stack of paper at me, by the way.
The dryer's going to need the dryer sheets for when he washes his pants afterwards. The diapers for now, what's happened?
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.